Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. My name is Eric Gallagher, and today I'll be sharing with you what God is doing in my life.
Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Eric Gallagher, founder of Come Follow Me, shares what God has been doing in his life.
The theme for what God has been doing in my life lately, I would boil it down to the anticipation of the power of the Holy Spirit. I was, now clearly we're coming upon Pentecost. It seems rather fitting. And I've been preparing in a sense for Pentecost as the readings have been doing so throughout this week. So I was in a conversation with someone just the other day, and I was just asking them questions about their faith. And one of the questions I often ask in these meetings is, how do you think that God sees you? What do you think that God sees when he sees you? And this person had shared, like, I think the first word that they shared was potential. And then they went on to talk about how they've been through a lot, and they know that they're called to be a saint, and that they know that they're on the right path. But really, their understanding of how God sees them, the word that they would use would be potential. So then I asked this person to share their story with me, share their story of how did they end up in this meeting with me, talking about their faith and with a desire to share their faith with others. And they shared a little bit, and I said, no, share with me the power behind what happened. Like, what literally happened for you to be here today? And this person shared about how when they were young, they were going through some rough times, and they actually were considering taking their own life, and they sensed God's presence. And God said, come follow me. And this person shared about how much influence that moment has had on their life ever since. And this was probably 10 years ago. But when God acts, there's a power behind it. And then they went on to share all the stories of how they have pursued that since, how they started discerning their vocation, how they started studying the content of the faith, the types of podcasts they like listening to, the types of books that they've been drawn into, the people who have helped them take those steps along the way. But they could trace it back to this power that was given to them in that moment. And I have to be honest, like when I was listening to this person, I was so moved. Like there was a power in their sharing that this person had truly received. And in that moment, he was truly sharing the gift of what he had received. Not trying to make something up, not trying to be someone else. So it's gotten me thinking over the last couple of days, like, how do I speak? How do I... like, am I able to speak with power? So when the apostles experience Pentecost, I mean, if you go through the scripture passages after Pentecost, the power that these apostles have in receiving the Holy Spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit in them lights the world on fire. And they have this power in them that they recognize, and they, without abandon, they are traveling the world, sharing what they have received with those around them. but there's a power in it that changes things. And so I talked to this individual about this, and I just said, you know what, you shared with me kind of your initial thought of really what you think God sees, and you said potential. And even as you said it, there was like this lack of, there's this lifelessness in it. Like potential, like that's not really that exciting. Potential? Is that really affirming to hear the potential? But then he shared the most difficult time of his life and what happened afterwards, and there was a power that came with it. So I encourage this person as they go throughout this experience, throughout this next few months, that they would share with the power that God has given them. So I'm really being moved lately to think about my conversations, to think about my disposition towards people, the way that I enter into dialogue, the way that I have meetings, the way that I treat situations, the way that I talk about others. Is there a power behind what I'm doing? If not, can I be open and receive? Can I begin to dispose of myself to receive? And can I anticipate that the power will come if I do so? How can I live out the glory of the resurrection, the great hope and the great gratitude, the life of Jesus Christ, the life and death of Jesus Christ, in a way that every word I speak, every action that I make, that there's a power in it that changes things. And as we await Pentecost, may we pray for that power. May we take a look at our lives, take a look at the way we look at, like we perceive things, the way that we respond to things, the way that we organize things. Are we doing it from within a knowledge of the power of the Holy Spirit, of the power of the risen Christ that lives within us? If not, may we submit ourselves to the suffering, death, and resurrection of the Lord. Humble ourselves so that we can receive the power of the Holy Spirit and that that power will change this world. Let us pray. Come, Holy Spirit. Renew in us your love. Renew our faith today, that we might speak with power, that we might share what we have received with power. Lord, that we would experience the great gift of evangelization through us, that we would look around and that your love would be spread through us. Help us, Lord, to understand the depths of your life within us, to receive it fully and to share it fully. Come, Holy Spirit. Amen. Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.